News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Erwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. We're at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Dan and Dalton, another in-studio guest, a young lady who's running for office and wants your vote.
That's right. That's right. Jennifer Wright, who's been in Mobile for some time, working in the district attorney's office, running for district court judge. And thanks, Jennifer, for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So it's kind of, you know, we've brought it up with several of the candidates we've talked to this week. But there you are, the finish line.
We're now right there.
6 days away. Or I saw on your site you actually had a countdown clock.
So. We have a countdown. My daughter has a countdown. We're ready.
You worn out yet, or you still feeling the mojo of this campaign?
We're still feeling it. I feel a lot of momentum going on, and I think we're running on pure adrenaline at this point. 6 days and counting. We're not stopping at the finish line. We're running straight through.
You made a lot of ruckus at McGregor and Old Shell today, right, with some of your supporters?
Did. Huge group at Old Shell and McGregor, if anyone was in that way, probably 30 to 40 people out there sign waving this morning, and lots of supporters, and it's great to feel the love in the community and see all the people, just everyday people, moms and, you know, different walks of life out with their kids this morning early to support, wanting to make sure that we get the right person in office.
Jennifer, tell us why you want to run for district judge, why you are seeking that office.
So I've been in the courtroom. I'm the candidate in this race that's actually been in the district court, you know, courtroom doing the fight. I've been fighting the fight on the fourth floor and beyond in the courthouse for 19 years. And I've been on the murder team, as everybody knows, and I know that we've talked about. So I've been the one in those courtrooms asking for no bonds for violent offenders. I've been the ones asking that whenever they have been violating bond, that they be held on a no bond. And I've also been the one that has to walk out the back door and tell grieving family members that judges gave them low bonds, or the person that just killed their loved one was going to be bonding out later that day. So I've been fighting that fight. It's a tough conversation to have with victims' family members, and I think it's time that we get a tough prosecutor on the bench to make a change and to make our community better and to make our community safer.
You've led some really high-profile cases, too. From right out of here, one that I read about that's top of mind is Hiawatha Robinson, the prosecution of him after killing his daughter.
And yes,
I can't imagine how difficult it is to work those cases, but also how motivating it must be to try to get justice.
You know, it is very motivating. It's very rewarding work, and it is something that you really have a calling for. And have tried some really high profile cases, and Hawaii Robinson is one of those. And you know, a lot of the cases, people know them by the defendant's name, Hiawatha Robinson, but I know the cases by the victims' names because those are the names that I remember, and those are the people that I fought for, and those are the people that their pictures and their faces are the ones that are on my mind forever. And Hawaii was 8 years old, and certainly that case will stay with me forever, and fought a long, hard battle for that one, and was really proud to get a conviction and to get some peace for that family. And this process has been rewarding too, because so many of those families have come out strong for supporting me, and they're, you know, sign wavings, victims, family members. They're some of them taking vacation days to work the polls for me because they feel that passionate about the work I've done and who I am and making sure that we get the right person on the bench.
Jennifer Wright is running for district judge, and that vote, of course, is in 6 days. First of all, are there enough district judges? Is that part of the problem with the, we understand the backlog is COVID related, but help me understand that better.
Yeah, so there, you know, there are four district court judges right now. You know, the backlog issue that you really hear about is really more on the circuit court level in regards to the trial level, and not as much at the district court level. I think that the amount of crime and the amount of people that we're seeing, we could always use more judges. There's no doubt about that. But I think that backlog you're seeing is more on the crime as far as the trial part of the process.
Okay. All right. And your experience in the DA's office, why do you think that'll make you a better judge?
So I think my experience in the DA's office will make me better because I've actually been in the courtroom doing the fight. I've been I've been in the courtroom asking for those no bonds, but I've also been trying the cases. So it's kind of like, you know, when you're in the, if you're trying to teach someone to do something, but you don't know what you're doing yourself, I know what I've been there. I know how to run a docket because I've been handling a docket. I've handled thousands of cases in district court. I've spent countless hours on the fourth floor. I've handled 120 plus jury trials, and you have to know the rules of evidence. You have to know the rules of the law, and to be a judge, you need to know those so that you can apply those from the bench. I know them because I've done them. I've actually been in the fight. I've been in the muck. I've been doing the work. So I feel like that makes me more prepared than anyone else. And also, I have seen it from a victim's perspective, and I've seen what crime and what the issues that we face in this community, how it affects people, not just victims, but officers and all the people that come in contact with those cases. And so I think I bring that different perspective to the bench.
I would guess that the probably the number one thing that folks want out of judges is for it to be fair and even-handed, and for the judges to really look at each case individually and without bias. What would you say to someone who said that maybe your past with the DA's office and in association with law enforcement might there might be a little bias there?
Yeah, so, you know, anybody that's ever worked with me will tell you that I am tough. That will be probably one of the first words they describe me as, hardworking, and I'm fair. And I've made tough calls. And, you know, I'm the only person in this race that has had a duty to the truth. My entire career, I've represented the citizens of Mobile County, each and every one of you. Not one client, not a criminal defendant, not one person, but all of Mobile County. That's what I've done with my life. And I have a duty to the truth. And sometimes the truth is hard. And I've had to make tough calls when we didn't have enough to pursue a case and say to family members and with officers, there's not enough. We don't have enough at this point in time to make this case happen. I've been making those tough calls. I'll be fair. I will be tough when there's enough, but there's nobody that's worked with me that will tell you that I'm not fair.
You were with the DA's office for a long time. Then you were in Baldwin County most recently. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, so I'm in Baldwin County starting in January, and been in Baldwin County, and it's been a great experience to be over there while I'm working with Bob Wilters, while I have been campaigning and doing a little bit of different work as far as doing grand jury over there, which is a great thing to kind of see a different perspective, and been in the Mobile courthouse for 19 years. So also kind of a great thing to step back just for these few months to see how another courthouse is run, to see what things that we can bring over here to maybe improve and make our courthouse stronger, our bench stronger. Baldwin County is a little bit more progressive in having the mental health court already established and different things of that nature. So it's also been great to go over there, learn some things that they're doing differently than us, and see what we can bring back to Mobile County to make it better and more efficient.
You have quite the, we're talking with Jennifer Wright, by the way, a candidate for district court judge and a longtime assistant district attorney here in Mobile County. You got quite the list of endorsements on your site. A lot of people who are either involved or have been involved in law enforcement and politics in Mobile. And that must point to something if so many are endorsing you, right?
Yeah, you know, that process of having all of those names attached to mine is really, to be honest with you, is very, very humbling, because they're just people that I've worked with and been a part of my career and looked up to, and to have those people that have been amazing, like the sheriff, Sam Cochran, and the district attorney, Ashley Rich, and James Barber, that's the mayor's chief of staff and former public safety director, and some of those people are just a few of the names, but to have them come out so strong for me, I think what it says, if you look at my webpage and you look and you see all those endorsements, I think what that says is that it is such an important time for Mobile County, and all of these individuals know that, and it's such an important time that we get the right person on the bench to make Mobile County safer. And it is just such a crucial thing that we get everyone out to vote, and we get everybody out to vote Jennifer Wright for district court judge. And I think those endorsements are showing you that, hey, if you want to make this community better, if you want to make this community safer, we've been doing this a long time, we've been in Mobile a long time. The only way that's going to happen is if we get Jennifer Wright on the bench.
Jennifer, you may have done it just there. My last question was really just going to be, you consider yourself speaking to an audience right now. It's the end of your speech, and you just want to let them know this is what you get with Jennifer Wright. Can you give us that real quick?
What you'll get with Jennifer Wright as district court judge is I'm going to be tough. I'm going to do everything in my power to keep our community safe. I will be fair, and I will be honest, and I will be ethical.
Very nice. What's the game plan? Just 5 days to go. I'm sure you're all out from here, right?
We are all out. We're everywhere. Got large team of people, huge amount of supporters out. Just even you can tell from this morning, but momentum is just continuing to grow and grow and grow. We have so many different things going on in the next, have an event tonight and radio. I've got TV interview at 11. Yeah. You know, we're just, it's all day long today and pretty much like that until, end of the night on Tuesday night, and we'll just continue to grow on that momentum and just make sure we get everybody out and we tell everybody you vote the right way for the right judge on May 24th.
I see what you did there. Jennifer,
pretty
course,
good, right? Not bad. Hey, good marketing people, not me.
How about to steer them to your website and find out more about your campaign and your candidacy?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go on social media and join and like the page. Jennifer Wright for District Court Judge is on Facebook. You can see all the videos on there of the endorsements. You can also see videos of victims' family members and those that have lost loved ones to violent crimes in Mobile and how they're sharing their stories and stepping up and wanting to make sure that I'm elected for this position. You can also go to my website if you want to learn more about me, if you want a sign in your yard, if you want to help on Election Day, any of those things, www.jenniferwrightforjudge.com.
Jennifer, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Got it.
Enjoyed it.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
It's Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton on FM Talk 106.5. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Mo Brooks, around 8:35 this morning, of course, running for U.S. Senate. On the way.